The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Welcome in, everybody. It's time for another edition of Need to Know. Kip Kiefer with you, and I will answer someone who sent me an email yesterday asking if Terry Quilligan is going to be on with me this week. Unfortunately, no. You're stuck with just me. I didn't even answer. I figured I could talk to you on the air and let you know that I love every opportunity to broadcast with Terry. I've gotten tremendous feedback for when she appeared a couple of weeks ago here on the program and talked about her experience on the border. She's radio magic with Kip Kiefer, and I appreciate that. And I really am moved by the response that we've gotten and all the people that have reached out to say, why don't you have Terry on all the time? Well, you know, Terry is busy. She's involved in a lot of different things. And this is the time of year when she makes a commitment in the second half of the year when football season cranks up, her first love, SEC football. We're going to have plenty of programming on terrestrial radio and hopefully get her more involved with Tony and I's projects, The Starting Lineup. She did a feature on that show during football season, trying to get her on live a little more often. And also, right here on this TKR network, hopefully Terry will be a regular with me on Need to Know in the second half of the year when she gets all her travel and different things out of the way that occupies her spring and summer. So we're working on it. We're endeavoring. Hopefully we'll get so big that she can't resist, and we'll decide that she needs to be ever present on our programs. But I appreciate everybody's feedback on that show. I really enjoyed doing that program because you hear a lot of things, but she actually went and saw it for herself and gave us a firsthand report, and it was outstanding. Today, I want to talk about, remember the classic Don McLean song, American Pie, really an anthem of the late 50s, 60s, into the early 70s. The song is about, basically, the core of that song was about the tragic plane crash that took Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens when they were just flying a short flight from Wisconsin to a concert the next night and went down in a thunderstorm. According to that song by Don McLean, that was the day the music died. And he talks about all kinds of other things that happened in the 60s. Then the Kennedy assassination, the riots at Kent State University that resulted in four people being killed by National Guard gunfire. Just a lot of themes in the song, not named, specifically, but things that you can certainly piece together the clues he gives. And I preface all that with, that's the preface to the point I'm going to make, because of course the chorus in the song is the day the music died. Well, I want to talk about today on Need to Know the day a major, really the original news outlet died. And we're talking about NBC. It was just 7 to 10 days ago. I don't remember the specific day. I think it was a week ago this past Thursday when the network announced that they were now, after hiring Ronna McDaniel, who was the chairman of the Republican National Committee for 7 or 8 years, which of course that's the National Republican political arm that works on elections and candidates and platforms for the Republican Party, etc. Ronna McDaniel had been basically forced out by the leader of the Republican Party right now, which is Donald Trump. And it wasn't anything personal. He just decided that under her leadership, they were getting left in the dust, basically, by their Democrat counterparts who were taking advantage of all of these election reforms, different things that are leading them to get tons of votes out early, ballot harvesting, which is, and this pains me to say, legal in a lot of states, although the way it's being conducted is totally illegal. But that's another topic for another show. Anyway, McDaniel was not doing the things with her staff that were necessary for the Republicans to not get in severe disadvantage with the Democrats, who are hustling and playing all angles, and legal and illegal, I'll add. But again, we won't get into voter fraud today or way the system's been manipulated. But McDaniel was out, and NBC, the national broadcasting company, which has been around almost all of the previous century, because they were one of the real forerunners in news media in this country, going back to radio, when Americans huddled around their radio as a family on a weeknight and tuned in their systems, it was a good chance they were going to get NBC Radio, who had all the big stars of the day back in the 1920s and 30s. And it was an iconic, medium for people to access, where they could get news and be entertained. And NBC was the very first network to transition into this bold new invention, this concept that people never could have imagined, even 15, 20 years before it debuted. And of course, that was television. And NBC actually presented the first regular television show. And you might guess, when was that? Like maybe the late 50s? No. They're on-air personality for radio who did a nightly news program, Lowell Thomas, who's a Hall of Fame broadcaster, huge in that era of the 30s and 40s. Lowell Thomas did a radio program at 6:45 every night. It was his national news. And of course, that was even a year before the beginning of World War II. Although there was a lot of conflict in Europe already, Lowell Thomas sat in a studio to do his radio broadcast, and they wheeled this giant camera because, of course, Hollywood was already functioning and had been flourishing for a number of years. But that was the beginning, where they actually had a camera on Lowell Thomas, and he did the NBC News at 6:45 every evening. And the problem was, nobody had a television yet. It was not being marketed. It was not being distributed. There were a few people in the industry and people that were in the development stages that really had some crude early models, and there was some experimentation going on. And that was basically NBC having the foresight to say, okay, well, let's just set this up and we can tweak with a real product here and let everybody kind of trial and error how what's working, what's not, what we need to do. And that was really a big thing that allowed the whole concept of TV to develop. So NBC has so much history in our broadcast past, after World War II, when more units were available in the late 40s and early 50s, NBC actually had not a radio simulcast, basically, but they had a television news program that kind of kicked everything off. And John Cameron Swayze, who was another colorful Hall of Fame performer, did the news on NBC. He was also a guy that was the spokesperson for all kinds of different products as radio continued to flourish, but started to die out a little bit as we got into the mid-50s, when televisions became became distributed to a lot of middle class households. It became affordable enough. A lot of times there was only one family on a street that sprung for a TV back in those days. Tony's talked about on Kiefer and Curry, our show here on the TKR network, how even in his childhood, which was in the 70s, where TV reception still was a little dicey. We didn't have cable. We didn't have direct hookups. Tony described as a child, him spending time on the roof, twirling the antenna around and while his father scrutinized whether the picture was coming in. And that was kind of the reality for everybody. Even in the decades following the development of TV. But John Cameron Swayze, another legendary performer, gave way in the early 60s to two NBC mainstays, Chet Huntley and David Brinkley, did the nightly news on NBC, Huntley-Brinkley Report. And they were gruff. They were to the point. They were matter of fact. There was no yucking it up. They gave the news with a straight face and a serious tone, and that's what news was. And of course, the day that TV news was really born, we just talked about the day NBC news died, and I'll get into that in just a moment. But the day that TV news really came of age and became an absolute staple in this country was November 22nd, 1963, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. And of course, the coverage by CBS, who was the far behind competitor of NBC at that time, but they had a new guy that was starting to get attention by the name of Walter Cronkite. And Walter Cronkite, who was obsessed with the space exploration and development of NASA, started to draw viewers away from NBC. And on that day, Walter Cronkite was on live as things were developing in Dallas, and of course had the famous announcement that pained everybody and does to this day, that report from Dallas, apparently official, John F. Kennedy died today at 1 o'clock Eastern time, noon central, in Dallas, Texas. And he couldn't suppress tears as he expressed that, but it really won over a lot of Americans. NBC, of course, was on the air during that time and suspended their regular programming. But for some reason, and again, this is typical of the era, they were having problems with their camera in the studio. So basically, with the NBC logo on the screen, you heard talking heads go on for a couple of hours until they finally got the opportunity to transmit pictures. And of course, it was almost all back in those days, just the people in the studio. You didn't have a whole lot of video capability, of course. So it was still more of like the newsreel era. But bottom line is, TV came of age because everybody from that point on basically went to television for their news, and it took huge strides as the Huntley-Brinkley era wound down in the late 60s. Then you started getting the influx of other classic NBC hosts. John Chancellor, who was the White House reporter, eventually took over as anchor. John Chancellor was an outstanding NBC news anchor and was on the job up until the time of the last iconic NBC host, Tom Brokaw. Also in that time, Tim Russert came along, who was one of the most respected TV journalists ever. Tim Russert was, I'll call him basically a centrist, although, you know, it's important to point out that from the very beginning, and it goes back to the news media, the reporters back in the period where newspapers flourished, and a lot of Hollywood personalities. I mean, the slant on television from day one has always been liberal. It's just the nature of the beast. People in journalism tended to take this skeptical view of everything, but it wasn't political from the standpoint of Democrat, Republican. You could be just as scrutinized and just as picked apart by the liberal media at the that time, and they weren't leftists. There's a difference, and it's important to make that distinction. There's a difference between liberal and far left. And right now we are in the far left category because the Democrat Party has given way. There's not very many, you know, idealistic liberals anymore. The party is being dominated by this far left, progressive, globalist, New World Order kind of a group. But with that being said, Tim Russert was really an unusual performer on NBC, because Tim Russert was a guy that tried to look at all sides of an issue and really endeavored to be fair. And when Tim Russert, of course, his big show was Meet the Press, he would fill in occasionally on the NBC news broadcast, but his baby was Meet the Press. And when he died unexpectedly, it was really a blow to NBC that they never really recovered from. So they've been on the sick list for about 20 years, and they have been dwindling ever since, because literally what's happened at NBC in current years is the offspring of the MSNBC network, which is a cable news, which is constant round the clock, and the choice of hosts and personalities that you hear from are extreme left. It's kind of a shocking thing that the transition has been made away from what journalism's supposed to represent, which is balanced reporting. It's ideas and ideals from both sides of the spectrum. Now it's given way to this dictatorial kind of mind brainwashing predicted in the book 1984 by George Orwell. And you've got hosts like Rachel Maddow and Morning Joe Scarborough, who they're quick to point out used to be a Republican congressman. But Joe Scarborough is one of those guys in politics and in his journalism career that is only interested in propagating ideas that fit the agenda. And he's not really agendized himself. That's who's paying him, and that's how he's going to perform. It's so ridiculous that ideologues are certainly dominant on the scene, but there are plenty of others that just sell out for the good of their career. So you've got people like that on the air. You've got Joy Reid and some other just really out there leftists. And the network is totally commanded, and they're all united in one central area, that Donald Trump is the second coming of the Fuhrer. If he gets elected, it's going to be this big revenge tour. He's going to arrest his political opponents. He's going to execute them. He's a Russian agent under the control of Vladimir Putin. The whole Russiagate thing, which as taxpayers cost all of us $55 million for a year and a half investigation, comprised of every leftist attorney and activist you can possibly name, and they found nothing. Donald Trump was completely exonerated by that report, although anybody with a functioning brain knew that Donald Trump had no ties to the Russians, certainly had absolutely, is probably the antithesis of somebody who would be a communist agent. He's the ultimate capitalist and the ultimate arrogant personality, certainly not a comrade. And anybody with a functioning brain knew that. But NBC was the leader of the band in pushing that agenda for 2 or 3 years. And it was absolutely to the point of absurdity. Rachel Maddow on her program talking about she had evidence that Donald Trump was an agent of the Soviet government, the Russian government, not the Soviet government. It had been dissolved when Gorbachev tore down the wall, but the Russian government and Vladimir Putin. And again, the absurdity of all that. But here's what it you know, okay, you can have this off the wall National Enquirer kind of network, but the damage was done in the fact that people in government, spurred on by this national news media, NBC, basically continuing to beat the drum on this report, the Department of Justice and the FBI and all their other offshoots continue to issue FISA warrants on the premise of this Russiagate situation, mainly because of the report that was prepared by the Hillary Clinton campaign that implicated Donald Trump in this dossier, which what they called it, created by Christopher Steele, a former British MI6 agent. But it turned out, and it had already come out, that this was just a total bunch of baloney that people and it came out later, not right at first, but it came out later that a lot of these stories were told over beers in a bar room by some operative of Steele's, and he wrote it all down and submitted it as fact. And the news media bought it hook, line, and sinker. The funny thing is, the news media and the government were in total cahoots on it, because press releases issued by the Department of Justice were reported on by the news media. And then the news media ran with the story and prompted the Department of Justice right back to instigate all kinds of ridiculous investigations. And we know this is absolutely true, that they knew it wasn't factual. If you read the correspondence between Peter Strzok, the FBI special agent, chief investigator, and Lisa Page, who was the attorney, the advisor, the legal counsel for McCabe, who was the associate director of the FBI. In their correspondence, they said, hey, Hillary Clinton wants us to conduct this investigation, and who am I to step in? She's going to be the next president of the United States. And then they started getting concerned about Trump. Lisa Page at one time writing to Peter Strzok, please tell me Donald Trump can't possibly be elected. And remember what Peter Strzok said? This is one of the highest ranking FBI officials. He won't. We will stop him. So these people committed to something they knew was absolute fantasy, continued to push this investigation, and NBC News covered it day and night for weeks and months and years, convinced and also trying to convince the American people that this story had some validation. They took extraordinary measures to wiretap and really go after a lot of people in the Trump administration, which is illegal to do for Americans unless there's signs of espionage or some kind of a court grant. And that's what the FISA warrants allowed them to do. I mean, it's really one of the blackest chapters of American history, that this went on for the first 2.5, almost 3 years of the Trump presidency. It was just a constant threat at the door of something that was absolute nonsense. So let me transition to today, because as usual, my background story has taken up most of my time. But let me get to the point here. The NBC News operation died when Ronna McDaniel was named by NBC, because she did what everybody does in politics or in Hollywood. As soon as she was let go from the RNC, she said, you know what? I've got a lot of experience, and people are cashing in media. I'm going to hire an agent and see if I can get a gig on one of these networks and be a special contributor. And all of them have them, Fox and MSNBC and CNN. They pay people $200,000-$400,000 to come on some of their regular programs. They're not hosts. They're guests on panels. A Fox News contributor, a CNN consultant, an MSNBC contributor. And they come on and sit on these panels on these shows with Rachel Maddow or Joy Reid or Morning Joe, etc. And also, don't forget Morning Joe's lovely bride, Mika Brzezinski, and co-host on Morning Joe. She's got an interesting background. Speaking of leftists, her father, Zbigniew Brzezinski, was the chief advisor to Jimmy Carter in 1976 when he was elected president. Brzezinski was one of the first people in America to, and he was an immigrant, naturalized U.S. citizen, but Brzezinski was on the bandwagon in the 70s. This is 50 years ago. He was on the bandwagon that America needs to be a better global partner to the rest of the world. It's just unimaginable that our standard of living is so much superior to so much of the world, and we've got to get more involved and be a great global citizen. He was the espousing a quote, new world order, where America shared its resources and its wealth and its success and its strength with the rest of the world. He was the original progressive leftist in government here. There was a lot of them that were on the undertone always in of course, this whole communist Marxist. You don't have the ability as a citizen to make your own decisions. We elitists know better, and we think that we need to be a war in the world community. This emphasis on America is evil and destructive. And Brzezinski was her dad. And he was one of the original wackos that actually got to a mantle where he had a lot of say so in the way things ultimately developed. So with all that being said, Ronna McDaniel was hired by NBC. Her first official day was on a Tuesday. She didn't appear on any programs because immediately the hosts let it be known on the air, not in meetings with the executives, not in memos or text, although I'm sure they sent those too, but on the air, each and every host came on those first couple of days and said, she will not be on my show. She is part of the problem. She's come from the RNC. She defended Donald Trump and promoted him, was working on his reelection before she was let go. And worst of all, she was a defender of January 6th, the most dangerous day in American history, because our democracy came so close to being toppled by these insane MAGA extremists that rushed the Capitol. The insurrection on January 6th, if you're going to have an insurrection, you probably are going to be armed, and you probably are going to be threatening people that are in power to try and overthrow a government. This was a mob that was in Washington, furious about the election, knowing with common sense that there were so many irregularities and so much wrong with that election. And I touched on a couple of the places that it was exploited. But again, that's not the theme of today's show, but these were mostly just common citizens who were outraged, and they were encouraged by adjutants outside to let's rush the Capitol, let's go inside. And if you really look at the footage of what was going on in there, they didn't have their hands around the throats of congressmen or senators. They were all evacuated. They were running around the halls, taking selfies, yelling and screaming, acting stupid. If that was an overthrow of the government attempt, it was a pretty bad, I'm going to use a bad term here. It was a piss poor one. That was not the intention. It was just a group of people that were all fired up who got out of control. And that doesn't excuse the action. It was stupid. It was, I think it was even like an offensive foul in basketball. It was drawn because I think the people on the left saw an opportunity to really have something that they could make a big deal about forever. I think Capitol Security, it looks like, completely stood down and let this happen on purpose to create this sensational event that they're still harping on now, the greatest threat to our democracy since the Civil War. It's just a joke, folks. It was wrong. I have no no sympathy for the people that were involved and their bad decision making. I do have sympathy for the fact that some of them are still languishing in jail like a third world country and still have not been formally tried. But that's another story as well. But the bottom line is, because Ronna McDaniel was the Republican National Committee chairman and was defending what happened and actually disputing some of the fact that these people were propagating. And remember, Joe Biden said it himself, we believe in truth, not facts. So facts mean nothing to these people. They reach the conclusion of what the truth is based on their agenda and what they want to see. And they say that Ronna McDaniel was one of the greatest snake oil salesmen ever, trying to deny that this was a threat to our democracy. And we came oh so close to having our government toppled by these marauders on January 6th. So they one by one came on the air defying their management and the board of directors for NBC who had approved this Ronna McDaniel hire and said, she will never appear on any of our programs. This is an outrage. My favorite is it was Joy Reid saying something about being responsible journalists. And as a responsible journalist, we can't let this MAGA extremist on our airwaves on this network. Journalists? Really? They talk about threats to democracy. They talk about saving democracy. But if there's any other voice that has any just smidgen of counter opinion to what their propaganda that they sell each and every day on every single show, that is a deal killer. It's not about democracy. It's about having one party that is completely in control, that can do anything they want and get away with it, and discourage anybody else from being a part of this whole discussion about democracy. And Ronna McDaniel even coming on a program and giving a counter view, and she had every right, and I think that's why NBC management hired her, she had every right to be bitter to be the way she was removed by the Trump administration, but that still wasn't enough for these people to get her opportunity to give some balanced opinion, because this is the networks that cut off Donald Trump when he's making thank you or acceptance speeches after winning primaries, because they can't afford. We can't let Trump be on live because he's going to lie. We have to wait, and maybe we'll show the tape after we have fact checkers, but they're selling this that Donald Trump is just such a liar and that everything he says is false. Rachel Maddow dramatically said, Ronna McDaniel, this is a simple matter of truth versus lies. This is the same group that lies to you every night, every week, every show, because they know that what they're telling you is just the agenda. It's their truth. It's not the truth. It's the ultimate lies, the ultimate prevarication, and it is absolutely anybody that pays attention, who reads on their own, who listens to all the voices involved, can tell you that this is totally agenda-driven. It's all propaganda. It's these left extremists trying to convince you that what you see and what you hear, what you pay at the grocery store, what you see the president stumbling around, stammering, struggling to make a cognitive sentence, and them telling you that, oh, no, what you're seeing with the president, no, he's the most invigorated guy you've ever seen. He outworks everybody. He can do more in an hour than most people can do in a whole week. I mean, anybody that looks at this guy knows that's absolute BS. And that's what they're doing every night on their shows, trying to tell you that what you see and what you hear and what you think and what you experience is absolutely wrong. Listen to us. We're elite. We're smarter than you. We're going to tell you what you're seeing and hearing. Don't believe your own eyes and ears. And that is the biggest joke of all time, that these networks, and especially NBC, who was the absolute bell cow alpha network for many, many, many years, that basically invented TV news, has now sunk to the level where their leftist hosts, who they have put on, will go on the air on their network, on their shows, and say, we will not accept this hire by our management. And guess what? That Thursday, that same week, when Ronald McDaniel had started on Tuesday, she was let go. She was fired and never appeared on a single show on NBC because of the insurrection, I'll use their word, by their own hosts, that she was not welcome because she had a counter viewpoint and was a major player in the different things that the Republican Party tried to do to topple our democracy. Well, toppling our democracy is a concern of mine, but the people that are responsible for the potential toppling of our democracy are those people you're watching on the air and those leftist people that somehow have been elected to Congress that are pushing the envelope and all these bureaucrats in Washington. That's what's toppling our democracy, because they are ignoring provisions of the Constitution, which is our lifeblood and backbone of our representative republic. And for them to suggest that Ronald McDaniel's viewpoint and past roles with the Republican Party make her a toxic agent to be added to their network. Yes, they're right, because even if she has a different viewpoint of things, that is intolerable, because not only can you not be aware of those, you cannot hear anybody even espouse those ideas, because that's destructive to what their truth is, and their truth is their agenda, and everybody needs to remember that. That's the report for this week. The day NBC News died, the day that they let their leftist progressive hosts decide policy and the management of a network television that has been instrumental in creating what the information process is for American citizens today. Let the inmates run the asylum. And believe me, that's exactly what's happening at NBC, MSNBC, and CNN. It's a shame. It's disappointing, but that's the world we live in, and everybody needs to keep that in mind. I'm Kip Kiefer. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Don't miss Kiefer and Curry this week. We always have interesting things to talk about, and I am excited to tell you that I am off to, at the end of the week, the Final Four in Phoenix. My son, Clate, an Alabama graduate, very excited. The Crimson Tide is in the big dance, the biggest dance of all. So I will be coming to you next Monday from Phoenix as we prepare to head back home after the Monday night championship game, hopefully with Alabama coming off a huge upset of Connecticut. But regardless, I'll be on hand for Saturday and Monday action at the Final Four. So next week, we'll be reporting live from Phoenix. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and we will see you down the road right here on TKR.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.